the BBC presents Life with the Lions. Problems never worry the Lion family. In fact, if Ben hasn't a problem to face, they go out and find him one. For example, take last Saturday afternoon. Everything looked rosy in the Lion's garden. At least, it started that way.
Oh, Richard, those begonias should be rooted by now, so you better plant them in those 4-inch pots.
I already did that.
Oh, then you can pot the palms and get the thumb pots ready.
Just call me Richard the Flower Pot Man.
Oh, boys, I brought you out some tea.
Oh, thanks, honey. Come on, Richard, we've got a pot of tea.
Pots, pots, nothing but pots.
What's the matter with you?
Haven't you heard? I'm a crackpot.
Everybody knows that. Here's your tea, son.
I thought you would like some toast and jam.
Aggie, you're a mind reader.
I am. Oh, Mr. Lyon, how did you find the garden after all these months?
Oh, we just pushed back the weeds, and there it was.
He's not kidding.
Hello, Mr. Darling.
Oh, Mother, the editor of my newspaper gave me the most wonderful assignment this morning.
Oh, I'm so glad, dear. Would you like a cup of tea?
Yes, thanks.
Hey, look, Skeeter's found a worm.
I just can't wait to write about it.
Oh, now, darling, who on earth would want to read about Skeeter finding a worm?
I mean the article I'm going to write for the Clarion. I'm doing a feature story on juvenile delinquency.
Well, it's high time somebody did something about it.
What angle are you taking, Barbara?
Well, I'm going to stress the theory that most of the trouble is caused by stupid parents. That's why I've come to see you and Mother.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean, to get your opinion, of course.
Well, I wouldn't say the parents were stupid. I'd say they were too lenient. When I was a boy, if I did something wrong, my father gave me a darn good hiding. But what happens today? If you spank your own kid, he can sue you.
Now he tells me. Boy, I could be wealthy.
Well, if you ask me, delinquent is just another name for little gangsters. And they shouldn't be allowed to roam the streets in those horrible teddy outfits. Now, Aggie, it doesn't mean that they're little gangsters just because they dress like teddy bears.
Teddy boys, honey. And I agree with Aggie.
Daddy, it's all very well for you to talk, but you don't know what it's like to have your character submerged and to be poor.
Barbara, this problem has nothing to do with being poor or rich. And for your information, my family was not rich.
Well, all right. But was your character ever submerged?
Yes, every night when my three brothers jumped on top of me in the bathtub. Furthermore, we had no stopper, so we had to take turns sitting on the drain. And believe me, I was so thin in those days that once I slipped down and got caught in the S-bend.
I don't think that's very funny.
Oh, I do.
Look, honey, what I'm trying to point out is this. Money has nothing to do with building character. I've known rich people who've raised a family of spoiled brats and poor people who've raised a family that would be a credit to any society.
Aye. What about those wealthy young hooligans who robbed that poor old lady out the street just for a prank?
What are your ideas on the subject?
Barbara, there's only one way to handle delinquents. You have to find out what their problem is and help them work it out.
Oh, I'm so glad you're interested, because I'm bringing three of them over tomorrow for lunch. Daddy, you dropped your teacup.
And I should think so. Did I hear you say you were bringing three juvenile delinquents to this house for lunch?
Oh, yes. I thought if I interviewed them in a homey atmosphere, they'd relax more.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
Now, Ben, don't be difficult. How old are they, Barbara?
12, 14, and 17.
Oh, but Miss Barbara, you know nothing about these young boys.
Oh, yes, I do. I had a long talk with their probation officer.
You mean they've been in jail?
Oh, no, they were too young. The magistrate let them off on condition they didn't do it again.
Do what again?
Oh, just little things, you know, breaking milk bottles and putting fireworks through the letterboxes. You know, just little things.
Well, they're only children.
Phoebe, I don't want them in this house.
But if I take them to a public restaurant, I'll never find out what makes them tick.
Barbara, if they're ticking, it's a bomb.
Well, I certainly
certainly don't mind having them here for lunch. How about you, Aggie?
Oh, well, I've been with this family so long, I suppose I can cope with three more mixed-up kids.
Well, what about me?
Oh, well, naturally, you're invited, darling.
Daddy, please.
Oh, all right.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, that takes a big load off my mind.
Mr. Lyon, if you finish your breakfast, I'd like to clear the table.
Well, what's the rush?
Pop, don't tell me you've forgotten about the three little teddy bears.
Well, that's hardly possible. What are you giving him for lunch, B.B.?
Hamburgers, sweet corn, frank fritters, fried potatoes, French bean salad, rolls and butter, ice cream, strawberry sauce, and cake.
What, no caviar?
Ben, they're growing boys.
But, Ma, that's enough food to feed a growing elephant.
Oh, B.B.!
Looks like we're going to need it.
Ben, really? Just a minute, Florrie.
Hello, B.B., dear.
Oh, hello, Florrie, darling. Oh, what a beautiful New Jersey. Florrie's a real sweater girl, isn't she, Ben?
Honey, that's what I call stretching things too far.
That's quite enough from you, you fatuous fatty.
Oh, I think I'd better gather up the breakfast things before they're used for ammunition.
Hey, look at the time. I have to be at the golf club in 10 minutes.
I'll get your clubs for you, Pop.
Oh, thanks, son. Oh, bring them out to the back door, will you? I've got the car out there. Well, goodbye, girl.
Bye, darling.
Bye, dear. But, Phoebe, how are you going to entertain these boys?
Well, I thought that they could play snakes and ladders and Ludo and, you know, happy families and tiddlywinks.
Come on in, boys.
Thanks.
Oh, Mother.
Yes, dear? Come on, Florrie. The boys are in here.
All right, Phoebe.
Well, well, well. What nice-looking boys.
Oh, Mother, I'd like you to meet my new friends. This is Alf.
Pleased to meet you.
Well, I'm delighted to meet you, too.
And this is his brother, Ginger.
Charmed, I'm sure.
So am I.
And this little fellow is their cousin, Joe.
Hello.
Well, hello. And this is my dear friend, Mrs. Wainwright.
Oh, hello, boys.
Blimey, get a load of old cabbage puss.
Wrap up, Alf. Don't spoil this sweet little setup. Now, on behalf of my brother and my cousin, may I say we're deeply honored to visit you in your happy home.
Well, thank you. And we're deeply honored to have you in our happy home.
Cool. Don't she talk funny?
Shut up, Joe.
Well, now, what would you boys like to drink?
Scotch and soda.
Aren't they cute? How would you like a nice glass of milk?
Milk? We ain't ill.
We'd adore a glass of milk.
Oh, good. I'll bring you some lemonade, too.
And I go home and get the fudge I made for you.
Yet I'm sure you boys would like some nice chocolate biscuits.
Oh, goody, goody.
Oh, and boys, do you know how to play tiddlywinks?
Tiddlywinks?
Oh, never mind. I'll teach you. I'll be right back in a minute.
Blimey, she's got a slate loose.
Yeah, she's nutty as a fruitcake. I wonder how she got that way.
Oh, that's easy. Look, here's a picture of her old man.
Blimey, what a jerk.
Yeah, but that silver frame's worth at least 2 knicker. Maybe we could flog it.
You're joking, aren't you? You'll never be able to sell it with that puss in it.
So? So we take out the picture of the old man. Boy, look at all that valuable stuff around here. Looks like we stumbled on a gold mine. Here, I bet they're loaded.
Here's your milk, boys.
And here's a tin of chocolate biscuits.
Cool, tall.
And there's plenty of fruit and sweets around.
Yes. Just help yourselves to anything you want.
Oh, don't worry, lady. We will. We will.
Oh, good.
Will you get a tin of chocolate biscuits out of the store cupboard?
Ma, that's the third tin those guys have had in an hour. But if you ask me, they're taking us for suckers.
I've got everything for the lunch, Mrs. Lyon.
Good. I've never seen anything as hungry as those boys are.
Well, I'll get it ready as soon as I can.
And they must be very poor. Their trousers are so tight.
Mrs. Mrs. Lyon, those are drain pipes.
Well, that just shows you how poor they are to have to wear drain pipes.
Hi.
And I just had a lovely, nice, long talk with them.
Well, here are the biscuits, Ma, and this time keep an eye on them.
Oh, blimey.
You're so mistrusting.
Hey, Ginger, quick, put them cigar back. Here comes the squirrel.
Okay, I'll nick them later.
Hello, blokes.
Here are your chocolate biscuits.
Oh, thank you, lady.
Thank you, lady.
Not at all. Where's the flipping kid?
Huh? Oh, Joe. Oh, he's out in the garden.
Good. Is Barbara out there with him?
No, she went to her house to pick some flowers for the table.
Oh, so that's where my scissors went.
Hello, missus.
Hello, Joe. What do you know? Huh?
Nothing. Can I have some glue, please?
Well, what do you want glue for, dear?
To paste the hair back on your poodle.
What? Poor little Skeeter, you naughty little boy.
I only cut off the fur on top.
Oh, come here, Skeeter, darling. I'll take you upstairs and put your woolly coat on.
Blimey, that dog looked like a walking pipe cleaner.
Hello, boy. Hey, what's the joke?
Eh? Oh, it's a kind of boy's joke.
Oh.
Hey, listen, when are we going to have that interview with your paper?
Well, now, if you like.
Right then, fire away.
Okay. Well, to begin with, what do you do with your spare time?
Well, we wait around the jukebox till someone puts a tanner in, or we ride on the buses till a bloke comes up for our fare.
And we say we thought we was going the other way, and we get off the bus and get on another bus.
You mean that's all you do?
Oh, no. On Saturday night, we get all dressed up and go to the end of the street and stand on the corner.
And?
What and? We stand on the corner.
You mean the three of you just stand there doing nothing?
Well, of course not. We're having a butcher's. You know, a look.
At what?
At the other corner.
But what's over there?
Three blokes looking at our corner.
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting.
Hey, Barbara, Aggie said Ma wanted this box of games for the boys.
What kind of games?
Well, I'll have a look, huh? Let's see now. There's Ludo, Snakes and Ladders.
Lummy, we've been insulted.
Oh, Richard.
Yes, Ma?
Oh, is that the box of games I ordered?
Yes, but I don't think the boys want to play Ludo or Snakes and Ladders.
Oh, all right. Anyone for Tiddlywinks?
No, thanks, lady.
Oh, come on. Don't be bashful. I'll wink and you tittle.
Look, I've got a better idea. Here, let's all get tiddly.
Oh, please, boys. Let's play something.
All right. But we want another box of biscuits.
What?
Richard, will you be a darling and go to the shop on the corner and buy some more biscuits?
Okay, Ma.
Well, boys, would you like to watch television?
Nah, the races ain't started yet.
Now, how about a nice game of cards?
All right. Shall we play snap?
No, I've got a much better game.
All right. I'll get the cards.
Oh, don't bother. We brought our own.
Yeah. Now, first of all, we give them a little riffle.
My goodness. You shuffle those cards so fast, I can't see where they're going.
You ain't supposed to. Now, we call this game Find the Lady.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Me either.
Right then, we'll learn you.
Oh, yeah, it's dead easy. Now, look, I've got three cards, see?
Mm-hmm.
10, Jack, and Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to watch very close as I move them about, and if you can spot the Queen where it is, you win. Okay?
Okay,
sounds easy enough.
Yes, go ahead.
Right, now, keep your minces peeled on these three cards. Now then, which one is the Queen?
Well, I'd say it was this card.
Oh, you're wrong, Barbara. It's this one over here.
Turn our cards over, Elf.
Oh, too bad, Barbara. You got the Jack.
Oh, and I got the 10.
Ah, well, never mind. There's always a next time, eh?
Oh, wait a minute. You haven't shown us your card.
Oh, well, I mean, if you got the Jack and the 10, it stands to reason. I must have the Queen, mustn't I?
All right, but I want to see that card.
Too late now. Should have asked him before, shouldn't you?
All right, ladies, just put your 10 bob on the table and we'll go again.
Well, we're not playing for money.
Of course you was.
You mean you didn't hear me say 10 Queen Jack 10?
No, I only heard you say 1 10.
Me too.
Well, you just got to take the word of honest Alf, ain't you?
All right. But we don't want to play for money anymore.
Okay, but you'll pass the quid you owe us, won't you?
You said 10 bob.
That's right, 10 bob each.
Oh, all right. I'll go and get your knicker. But we aren't gambling anymore.
Here, Ralph, let's have another gander at that quid.
Okay, look. Here, Joe, how many tins of biscuits we got?
Aye, Ginger's got six of the old man's cigars and the hubcaps off his car.
And the bumpers off the old girl's car next door.
Do you know what? We're going to make a flipping fortune here.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Oh, well, what's it, Mr. Lyon?
The girls tell us you've got a new card game.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if you'd teach me how to play it.
Oh, it'd be a pleasure. Just sit right down.
Blimey, we've got a real ripe one here.
Right, eyes down. Now then, the ten, the queen, and the jolly old Jack. Now, push them around like so, and you've got to guess what the queen is.
Well, can I bet a pound?
You can bet what you like, Gov.
All right. I'll bet a pound on that card.
Right.
Richard, turn up the other two cards.
Huh?
Sure, Pop. It's a ten and a jack.
Well, what do you know? Beginner's luck. I'll have that pound, Alf.
Hold on. Just let's see your card.
What for? If you've got the jack and the ten, mine must be the queen. Now, just give him a quick shuffle.
Give him the pound, Alf.
Charming. Here you are.
Thanks. You want to play some more?
No, thanks.
Then come on, Pop. We better go and freshen up before lunch.
All right, son. Oh, thanks for the lesson, fellas.
Well, of all the perishing cheats.
And he looks such a mug. It ain't fair. You can't trust no one these days.
Well, we won't see that quid again.
Hey, wait a minute. I just thought of a way to get it back.
Good old Al. What you gonna do?
You go and play in the garden.
But Al...
Scarpa.
Okay. But don't blame me if you see a lot of bald-headed dogs.
Well, Alf, how are you going to get the quid back?
Well, we're going to have a little natter with the old man's missus.
Like how?
With your brass knuckles and my bicycle chain.
But, Alf, we ain't never used them things before.
Oh, we ain't going to use them. We're just going to make like we are. I tell you, it'll scare her out of her wits.
Boys, it's the last tin of biscuits they had in the shop.
Well, would you believe it? Just the lady we want to see.
Oh, was there something else you wanted?
Yeah, your old man won that quid from us. And we want it back.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do anything about that.
No? You see what I got in my hand?
Yes, it's a bicycle chain.
That's right, lady. Well?
Well, where's the rest of your bicycle?
Never mind where it is.
Oh, I get it. This is a guessing game, huh? Well, give me a clue.
You think you're smart, don't you? Well, what would you do if I took you out of the tool shed and gave you this?
I'd look for your bicycle.
You're crazy. What are you talking about?
A bicycle? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
And you say I'm crazy.
Ginger. Ginger, do me a favor, will you? Take over.
Okay. All right, lady.
Is this the same game?
Yeah, but it's going to be much tougher this time.
Oh, good. This is fun.
Watch her go white when she sees my knuckle dusters.
Well, what do you want me to guess this time?
Nothing. Just take a butcher's at what I'm wearing on my fist.
Oh, how unusual. You've got a ring on each finger.
Yeah, and I'm made of brass. You know what happens when I wear these?
Yes, your fingers turn green.
Oh, no. Here, it's your turn, Al.
I think you boys ought to rest for a while. You both look very tired.
Well, Phoebe!
I'm in the living room, Florrie.
Phoebe, dear, I've just had a very nasty shock.
What happened?
I went out to put my car in the garage, and someone's stolen the bumpers off it.
Oh, no.
Now, I wonder what rotten blight had done that.
Oh, Phoebe, when are we having lunch?
Oh, I'll go and ask Aggie, dear.
Ben, what do you think happened to me? A man pinched my bumpers.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, Ben, I should have known I'd get no sympathy from you.
Well, I wouldn't worry if I were you, Florrie. I think you'll get them back.
I do hope so. Well, I'd better go out and help Phoebe.
Hey, fellas, Pop's going to take us all for a drive after lunch.
Do you mean in his car?
Well, naturally.
Excuse me, old.
Oh, just a minute, Ginger. Come back here.
Well, I won't be long, sir.
Ginger, I said come back.
Yes, sir.
Now, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
What kind of favor?
Well, this morning the hubcaps on my car were rattling, you know. and I'd like you to go out and take them off for me.
But I... Eh?
Yes, and they're pretty heavy, Ginger, so don't try and lift them.
Look, Gov,
and if you see any bumpers lying around, take them over to Mrs. Wainwright's.
You better do as he says, Ginger.
Okay. There's something flipping funny going on around here.
Anything you'd like me to do for you, Mr. Lyon?
Not right now, Alf, but thanks for asking.
Oh, that's all right. I'm always glad to help a bloke who's as smart as you are.
Yes, Pop's pretty smart, all right. You gotta hand it to him.
Yeah, if you don't, he'll take it anyway.
Oh, not more washing up.
Oh, cheer up, Ma. We don't often have a lunch like this.
Aye, and it's a good thing. Those boys have beaten us out of house and home.
And now they can all go back to their own home.
Oh, how do you like that? Only an hour ago, she was going to be their fairy godmother.
Aggie, where'd the boys go?
They're in the garden where they can do no harm.
I wouldn't count on that.
Now, Richard, you can't blame them for the way they behave.
That's what I thought when the probation officer told me their fathers were in jail.
Well, he didn't tell me that.
When did you talk to him?
Oh, he called up a few minutes ago. He said the boys gave him some story about having a band and having to sell their instruments because their mothers needed the money.
You see, I told you.
Bebe, you don't think I believe a cock and bull story like that, do you?
You know, we could be wrong. Why don't you go out in the garden, Daddy, and have a talk with him?
All right, but I tell you now, I don't believe them. Come on, Richard.
Hey, Pop, how are we going to ask them?
We don't ask them. We just talk around the subject. We'll soon be able to find out if they're telling the truth or not.
Oh, I get it. Well, come on.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Hello. All right.
Watch you.
Well, how about that ride in the car?
All right, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, don't knock yourselves out.
Well, personally, I'd rather stay home and listen to the radio. Dizzy Rowland and his Rockets are having a rock and roll session.
Hey, did you say Dizzy Rowland?
Yeah, yeah. And after that, there's going to be 15 minutes of Joe Murphy and his hot potatoes.
Say, that sounds great. Murphy's real cool.
Yeah, he really knows his vintage rock. He's solid.
Jackson?
You mean you fellas dig that kind of music, too?
Oh, we're bonkers for rock.
Well, so are we, aren't we, Pop?
Oh, sure. That's all I ever dig.
Now, what are some of your favorite numbers, Al?
Oh, well, the one that really sends me is, Don't You Rock Me, Daddy-O, Don't You Rock Me, Daddy-O.
Well, I still go for the old, Don't Knock the Rock, Boy, Don't Knock the Rock.
Well, personally, I'm crazy for, Everybody's Doing It, Doing What, Take It Rock. Everybody's Doing It, Doing What, Take It Rock.
Blimey, what's that?
Well, you might call it the rock and roll of the Roaring Twenties.
Yes. Strangely enough, music hasn't changed a great deal since then.
Hey, you're right. But of course, the arrangements are a bit different. I mean, now you take an oldie like Margie. Today, we play it in a rock four.
Say, you know something about music, Al.
Not half, you don't. Alf used to be the leader of our orchestra.
You mean you all played in the same group?
Yeah. Alf played the piano, I played the drums, and Ginger played the tenor sax.
And three of our pals filled in the rest. We played the local dance halls. And you know what? One night we made as much as £4.18.
Then why did you stop?
Well, Mama had to sell the
We got fed up, that's all.
Oh, sure. I understand. And your father wasn't able to be at home.
Well, since you know everything, it wasn't no picnic.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't.
Say, why don't you fellas start playing again?
Are you kidding? A good set of instruments, even secondhand, had cost us about 35 nicker.
Well, it seems a shame to let a good musical group go to waste. I think I can help out with that 35, nicker.
Here, hold on. What's the catch, mister?
Oh, there's no catch. I'll just make out a check, and you can take it to the music shop right away and get the instruments.
That sure would be great to start playing again. We could pay you back $5 a week.
We'll talk about that later. Here's your check.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Lyon. I don't know what to say.
Then don't say it. Now, get going.
Oh, thanks. Come on, boys. We'll be back in an hour.
You know something, Pop?
What?
I've got a pretty nice guy for a father.
Yeah, I think so.
Ben, don't tell
tell me, you actually expect those boys to come back?
Don't worry, Florrie. They'll be here.
Of course they will, darling.
But they were supposed to be here 2 hours ago.
I still say they'll show up. There was something very honorable about those kids.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I tell you, those three boys couldn't get round me.
Not even if they joined hands.
Ryan, I've just been checking on everything in the house, and your husband's electric razor is missing.
Aggie, I know what you're hinting at, but it doesn't mean one of the boys took it.
Well, I'm afraid it does, Ma, but it's okay. I found it in the garden.
There, you see, young Joe was probably playing with it.
He was playing with it all right. I just saw Aunt Florrie's cat with a ball patch down her back.
What? Oh, my poor, poor Frou-Frou.
Oh, dear. Relax, Florrie, dear. Please. He'll be all right.
Oh, well, what's it, Mr. Lyons?
Hi, Ginger. Hi, Al.
Sorry we're late, Gov. We had to get all the boys together.
And we got stuck on the underground.
But the best of all is that we got a date to play at a dance next Friday.
Say, that's great, fellas.
Oh, yes. Now I've really got something to write about.
Here, they also gave us a quid in advance. So here's 5 shillings of it towards the loan, Mr. Lyon.
No, Al. Five.
Ben.
Huh?
Take it.
Oh.
Oh, yes, Daddy. It'll make them keep their self-respect.
All right, Al. I'll take it.
Oh, good. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask for a favor.
Richard, get another tin of biscuits.
No, Richard. We want to ask the governor a favor.
Well, fire away, Al.
Well, sir, we heard about you discovering big stars and all, and, well, me and the boys was wondering if, well, if you'd like to manage our band.
Well, it's a great honor, fellas, but really...
Will you do it?
Not off.
Marvelous. Well, now listen, fellas. Let's show the boss what we can do. A one, a two, a three.
Great, fellas. That's really great. Ted Heath will have to watch out for himself.
That was Life with the Lyons, with Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Harry Fowler, Anthony Wilson, and Robin Brown. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and Bebe Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.